Welcome again, everyone, to the latest episode of the Ruby Discourse, the number one Dominions 5 podcast for an unprecedented 4 weeks in a row. I'm Ramp. This is Turtle.
Hi.
Hi. And we're here. So, Turtle, I've been thinking.
Okay.
I think that the best tactic in Dominions 5 is to simply defeat your enemies by anticipating their every move and countering it perfectly.
Yeah.
That's good. Is there a term for that? There should be. You should make one up.
Okay. All right. Well, you're going to get my ass kicked.
Excellent.
Oh, fuck you. You still have a bitch. So I teach martial arts as I mentioned here and there. You know, I try not to dwell on it. But there's this concept in capoeira, depending on who you ask, it's the heart of capoeira, which is a Brazilian martial art I teach there. If you're new, you cop to speak. Basically there's a word in Portuguese, malicia. Mm-hmm. Malicia, and it'll be the title of this episode so everyone can see how it's spelled, is a lot of things. It's complicated, depends on who you ask, but basically what it is knowing what the other guy is going to do.
Yeah.
Right. I'll give an example. I'll give an example from a class I was teaching. I was teaching my student Abutre, the vulture, who's a very smart guy. He's a very big guy with a name, like the vulture. I'm sure you can imagine his wingspan. He's huge.
All right.
Right.
Big reach. Huge arms. Yeah. I got it.
Yeah. He's got.
He's exactly. On carrion.
What'd you say?
Feeds on carrion.
Yes. Well, he has an appetite for the odious.
Oh my.
I'm kicking him. He does this thing he likes to do where he scoops up you scoop up somebody's leg, right, and push it toward him higher than they're prepared to stretch.
That would wreck me.
Yeah, it wrecks everybody, you know. In fact, there's no real good counter for it. The counter is don't get caught in that situation.
That's a good counter.
Yeah, it's true. The thing you can do in desperation is you can flip. You can cartwheel out of it. So I cartwheeled out of it. Anyways, so now we have some information. When I do this certain kick, he likes to try to scoop me up.
Right? Okay.
So we're back at it. I lift up my leg again, right? All right. Here comes Abutre, and I see him because this has just worked for him. It's worked for him before.
Okay. Right?
So yeah. I see him. So what does Abutre have to do to lift up my leg, right? Well, he's got to take his hands out of a blocking position.
All right.
And he's got to move them down.
All right.
Right?
He's also an opening.
Yeah, well, he's a big guy, you know. Like I said, I'm 5'11". He's like 6'2", 6'3", right? So he's got to squat down a little bit,
mm-hmm. right?
So he's bringing his head and face closer to the ground, and he's moved his arm away from his face protectively.
Okay. Right?
So I start to give him my leg. I start to kick kick he just successfully countered, right? He brings his head down. And he brings his arms down. And instead of kicking him, I slap the glasses off his face.
Nice.
Well, sure. This is very basic stuff. You know, I'm not a badass or anything. This is very straightforward stuff. But, you know, this conceptually, you know what I mean? What we want to talk about today, you know, which is, you know, so now you've got all your little troops. You know what they do. Mm-hmm. You've got magic. You know what it does. You know, you've got some late game ideas. You know, now how do you go about actually outthinking and outplaying another person?
Because there's that other guy, and you don't know what he's going to do, or do you?
Yeah, you know. Well, I well, or do
sometimes you do.
Yes, and sometimes you don't. You know. So
yeah.
So I don't. You know, we. A peek behind the veil here. We don't really plan this shit out very well.
No. Flying by the seat of our pants.
Yes, we're our lack of refinement is perhaps part of our charm. But
it's true.
But you know, maybe a good place to start is mistakes people make.
All right.
Right. Mistake number one is they get in their head. Right.
All right.
And you get like sort of like a Dominion's brain.
A Dominion's, that sounds really terminal.
It's pretty bad for you. Dominion's brain is when you're like, you've been looking at your own stuff for so long.
Okay.
Right. That you're like, oh my God. Like Dominion's brain is every time an enemy stack appears next to your border. You know what I mean?
Okay. You
know, you're like, he's invading me. Like five alarms.
That's paranoia.
Yes, it's paranoia. There you go. So mistake.
Does this happen to you a lot?
No, not at all.
Dominion's brain.
No, I'm too stupid to have Dominion's brain.
That's powerful.
You know, being mindless, I am immune to like mind burn and similar effects.
It's true. You can't be soul slayed.
It's true.
If a giant alligator, dog monster was to bite you, it wouldn't kill you by snuffing your soul. It would just kill you because of the actual bite. Probably do a lot of gross damage. You have probably like 12 hit points tops.
Wow, interesting. I can probably get to up to 13 hit points.
That's pretty impressive.
Well, thank you. I'd like to think I could get up to 13 hit points, but maybe not.
Someone once said that those who are skilled in combat do not become angered, and those who are skilled at winning do not become afraid. Thus, the wise win before they fight, while the ignorant fight to win. Some guy.
Who said that?
It's Kong Ming.
It's who?
It's a Three Kingdoms guy. Zhu Zhiliang.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's one of the he's on the Discord.
Yes, the actual Kong Ming, Han era general and actual wizard is on the Ruby Discord.
Well, shout out to
you. You should all come say hello to him. It's probably the exact same guy.
Shout out to you, Kong Ming, for your apparent mastery of the Taoist art of immortality.
Yeah. Past master of the military art of fire.
Oh, that's nice. Mm. So I call it Dominion's brain. That's stupid. Paranoia. Paranoia is like the first problem that everyone runs into.
Yeah. Sometimes you can just ask someone what they're doing with the stack and they'll tell you that they're going to invade you. And that solves a lot of problems.
Yeah, and the next thing, and I guess maybe it's a corollary of paranoia or whatever, you know, is you look at somebody else's position as best you can.
Yeah.
And you look at your own position, and you're like, what would a hypothetical optimal player do here?
This is what gets all the stuff taken out of Dungeon Crawl Stone Soup.
I'm not familiar with that. Maybe you could tell me about that.
Oh. There's a school of thought that if a hypothetical optimum player would do something like a million times, or do some sort of super tedious thing in the dungeon crawl, some roguelike, that they should just remove it. And they just remove a lot of things like that.
It sounds like something a bunch of like math nerds would come up with.
Yeah, it's just a weird streamlining thing. It's trying to save people from themselves. I don't know. But you were saying...
Yeah, and I think both of these two, the paranoia and the, you know, the hypothetical optimal player, you know, the other guy, I think the thing that they both suffer from is a sort of lack, I'm not smart, but like sort of a lack of theory of mind.
Okay.
Is that phrased correctly?
I don't know if that's it. So when you say theory of mind, you mean of another person's mind, like an empathy?
Yeah, you have to remember that there's someone on the other end there.
Yeah, and they might make mistakes. You don't know what they're going
to do. They might do any number of things. They might stale.
Yeah, yes.
Right? Maybe they had a bad day at work.
I find myself sometimes just... not necessarily trying to anticipate what other people are doing on my borders half the time, and just kind of take things as they evidence as it appears to me. Mm. I guess I just process it all in my gut at this point.
Mm. Well, I'm sorry. For example, I just won in Roni
yes.
as Aristia.
Mm-hmm. Trogorb.
a game that on previous episodes of this podcast, I had said that I felt I was in danger of losing.
Did you actually feel that?
I was like 50-50. I was like, I am in danger of losing if and only if people figure out I'm about to win.
I feel like you were in danger of losing, I guess, interest. Like if you hadn't made your throne rush, like your morale might have broken. Like you still could have, grounded it out.
People were starting to threaten actual thrones and stuff, and I didn't have anything. But no, but anyways, you know, I planned, and you helped me plan because we give each other a hand. You know, I planned like a series of elaborate like battles and stuff. You know,
what if the giants do this? Where they teleport in? They're a super combatant.
Yes.
Where's Jomon's god? Where's the Kami the sun? Do I have to fight his super combatant super god on his throne?
Yeah, and none of that ended up coming into play.
Absolutely no credible threat materialized.
Because nobody realized that I was going to win that turn.
You straight up told someone that you were gonna like win in like maybe four turns, and I guess they believed you.
Yeah, well, yeah. Gath, I used boats again.
They're overpowered. I love them.
I used boats again. I had to make two.
This is how England became an empire.
Well, there you go. I used boats to, what's it called, to sail a bunch of cave grubs over to 1,000 defense Gath coastal throne. He thought was pretty well defended.
Cave grubs are, of course, classic seagoing people.
Well, I had to make multiple boats to fit them all on. Turns out there's
the grubs of the sea.
There's a size limit on that boat. So anyways,
Reasonable. This is a realistic game.
It's true. Anyways, I crack the fort. And Gath is like, oh man, like, you know, I'm gonna let, you know, curse your sudden but inevitable betrayal. You know, I thought I had a few more turns before we had to fight, blah blah blah. I'm gonna like get my stuff together. And I was like, yeah, I'm probably gonna lose, you know, I had to hold your throne for like five turns, which I doubt I can do, blah, blah, blah. You know, so what he does is he moves everything he had in the fort out, right?
Yeah.
So that he doesn't risk losing it and stuff. He doesn't realize that this is
for all the marbles.
It was for all the marbles, you know,
right into the pit of Tartarus.
Yeah. I have a policy that I don't. I should probably get off the Discord. Sorry, I hear him blue bloops. A game turned over. That's what happened. I have a policy where I don't lie to people like to their face unless it will win me the game immediately if they believe.
Basically, them. Same.
Yeah, it's a that's a main policy of mine. But you know,
but it was that time.
Yes, it was. But anyways, I forgot why I told that stupid story. I had a reason.
Something about theory of mind, empathy.
Yeah, theory of mind. But anyways, you know, I forgot where I was going. I did have something. I wanted to sort of, get, you know, so we can talk about this till we're blue in the face.
Oh yeah.
You know, Malicia. You know what
mistakes.
I mean? Yeah, you know, and like mistakes people have made and this and that, and that's helpful, maybe and useful. But I sort of want to talk about. Because a lot of the people, you know, that were maybe our audience or maybe a future audience or an imagined audience.
Yeah.
Right. You know, are people who are
illusory audience.
Are what?
Our illusory audience.
Our illusory audience. Yes, exactly. You know, are people who are learning the game.
Yeah.
And who are not yet super confident or comfortable. Right. So I was thinking of like some advice for them. You know, okay.
I got some when you're ready.
Yeah, let's do it. How do you prosecute? What are some general rules for? I'm prosecuting a war against somebody and I haven't got them figured out yet. What do I do?
Okay. So the first step, and this is a mistake a lot of people make, I think.
Okay.
Is you want to give them, don't be afraid to give the enemy space.
Yes.
Like if you need to fade back sometimes, see what their scripting is, and then, you know, react accordingly.
Yeah.
Something people do is they will, like, people attack aggressively and often too deep.
Yes.
And then that can be punished severely. I mean, marching a death stack, they can't stop it. That's all well and good, but you don't know that. And if you walk into like a giant line of like magma bolts casters or like an earthquake trap, that's it. That was the thing. You didn't test the waters and now you're dead.
Yes, that's exactly, you know, yes. So especially when it's coming to stacks, right?
Yes.
You know, you got to think about like, you know, like how a stack might move. And then, so you think about how a stack might move, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you,
like you, where you it can go, where objectives are and like what do you think the player wants to do.
And then, like if you don't have this person figured out, you know what I mean? I personally give that stack a wide berth until you kind of know what it's doing. Because something that can happen is like you, I remember I was in we've talked about this game before. I was MA Abyssia, you beat me as Scalaria.
Yeah. That's money.
Right. You know, so more so skeletons. I was Yes, exactly. We won't get into the game too much, but I was fighting. I was fighting an intelligent player, actually, a player who has a very good grasp of this layer of the game we're talking about right now. I think Uewie.
Okay, I know him.
Yeah, they were MA Agartha, you know, and I want to give them a shout out, you know. So what happened was, They split up. So they were using statues and shard guards, and I was MA Abyssia, going for the throat. You know, I scouted them early, and I was like, my guys have dark vision. You know, Agartha. You know, my guys hit like trucks. You know,
What's he gonna do? Make a bunch of magma kids at you?
Yes, exactly. Fireproof. Before his stuff gets online, I'm going to like strangle this guy.
Yeah,
that was the idea. So
how'd that work out?
It worked out. But part of it is, I'm cap adjacent. Mm-hmm. He's got some guys in his capital, right? And he's got a pack of sacreds behind me, cleaning up my retreat provinces, right?
Ooh.
So what I do is I'm playing really cautious because I figure, okay, the most dangerous thing right now is I have to fight this guy on top of Cap PB.
Yep.
Right? Because MA Agartha gets statues in Cap PB. You know what I mean?
It's real cool, honestly.
It's great. It's wonderful. But like, you know, I'm trying to kill it. So here's what happens. So my stack, which is Cap adjacent, you know, and which has been moving this whole time, it doesn't move because I am pinging. I send a scout in to ping the throne. The cap, right?
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know what his stack is going to do. I thought maybe he would like do like some sort of suicidal thing, like attack me deep. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, but he doesn't. He does something. He does something smart, or would have been smart. You know, he moves to take what he thought would be my retreat province.
All right.
Unfortunately, he runs into my pile and gets slaughtered.
Right? Ah, sad.
Loses half his sacreds. You know what I mean? And then I'm like, okay, great. Now I can fight you. Right. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Right. You know. This was intentional. This wasn't intentional on my part. Like, it wasn't a clever thing I did.
Sometimes you just luck out.
They're
chasing you and you stopped and he didn't.
Yeah, you know, like so the closest thing I can remember this to like in martial arts or something is like I remember back when I started in Asian martial arts, you know, like they always talk about like fighting white belts.
Okay.
Right? You know, and like, you know, when you're sparring, you're at a sparring class, a white belt is the most dangerous person in the room.
Really? Just because they don't know how to not hurt you?
Yeah, exactly. Because they're just gonna do like this random thing, and like they're gonna like hit you in the face with their elbow.
I'm gonna play Dominions 5 so badly that no one will be able to anticipate my moves.
Well, you know, I remember I was exhausted. My morale was breaking in the Theridos game. You know.
Yeah.
And I jumped a giant stack onto How Are You. I scripted it very poorly. Because I was exhausted, and like, you know, if I had handled that battle well, I would have won the game.
Oh yeah, I think yes.
Right. Instead, I totally fuck it up. You know what I mean? How are you? Hadn't even imagined that I would do that.
He just had a bunch of guys there.
Yeah, there's a bunch of guys there. They were just chilling. He was
it's a throne.
Whoops, you know? You know?
I think I remember seeing that. You know, oh, God.
Yeah, you know, you can, you know, you can.
I was in high alert at that point, because once again, like, you were like one throne away from winning, and it's like, guys, you get on this.
So what am I getting at? A good thing to whatever is give somebody space to do something random.
Yeah.
Right? Like figure out what you think they might do, and then be prepared for them to do something stupid. Just the dumbest, worst possible thing that they could do.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I think so.
Right, you know.
I feel like...
Go on.
I think another the other classic mistake in that is like a thing where like there's you jump on someone's cap and you think they're gonna stay put, and so you like script some wizard to go in and cast some battlefield clearing spell in their fort, but then they try and break out.
Yeah.
And you cast the spell and you nuke all your own guys. I did that with Firestorm once. It was real good.
Oh yeah.
Early in my career, I still won, but it was embarrassing.
Oh, you weren't Abyssia casting Firestorm.
This was like Marignan.
Oh, okay. So you guys were flailing.
I had like some angel. I was gonna like, I'll send my angel to Firestorm down in there and like clear out the guys. It'll be great. But then I think it was Pythium or someone like, I'm breaking out, and it's like, oh, I just roasted all my own guys. Yeah. And I won that. Then I went in and like my one angel went in. It's the only survivor went in and got like bodied by whatever was still in the fort.
Yeah.
He deserved for what he did.
Yeah. So here's something about
there's no angel.
Here's something about Dominions that you have to understand about Dominions. Dominions is very clumsy.
It's a lumbering game.
Yes, you know, no matter
steering a ship.
Yeah, and you know, but you know, and steering a ship, you know, in general, like the economics and getting things running, which is what we've been talking about in the past. But here we're talking about like how Dominions is clumsy, like you know, like.
Mechanically,
like, well, yes, but like you know, but like you're trying to war, like for example, you can never catch a retreating army.
No, not really.
Right? No matter how fast your guys are, they can fly, they can be cavalry, and you know, chasing slugs, and the slugs will outrun you.
Slugs can be motivated.
Yeah, you know, it's just you have to understand like how clumsy and clunky the Dominion's movement system and stuff is, you know, and build redundancy into stuff. That's another thing. So harking back to my Abutre example.
You know, okay. What I mean? The vulture.
I'm playing the vulture. I tried to kick him, right? I tried something, right? And he had an answer for it. Right. You know, and I would have gotten thrown if I hadn't like cartwheeled out of it or whatever, you know, but like, you know, that's Dominions.
Yeah.
you have to be prepared to lose, you know.
Yeah, because you can lose in the short term in Dominions, like unless you generally can afford to lose the staff, either if you can trick the other guy or.
Yeah. Or just like
that sort of thing.
See what he's doing, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's why you want to, at least if there's a mysterious stack and it's bearing down on you, it's worth losing control of a province, let it like go fight like a few PD or whatever, just to see what it looks like, what its actual composition is, probable scripting from gems and equipment, that sort of thing.
And also a hint at the research.
Oh yes,
right, that's
yeah, like oh yes body ethereal alt 4.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? You're like, oh, he's researched all. Oh, he's researched Evo. You know what I mean? Like,
that looks like an earthquake caster. Oh my.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, exactly. You know. But you know, and when you're playing like a real smart player, you know what I mean? Especially when you are when you're on offense.
Yeah, offense is dangerous.
Yes, exactly. So you
can't overextend.
Yes, you know, so being on offense is really tricky. I think that people have trouble with it.
Pick the other guy apart. It's like I don't know, disarming a bomb or something.
Yes, that's true. You know, I think that I don't know if this is true. I think perhaps there's a sort of Dominions player who is very comfortable endlessly fighting losing wars.
I think you're probably right about that because I keep beating these people.
Well, fair enough. You know, but they, you know, they don't win Dominions very much, but they love to like play the game and like whatever.
Yeah,
so,
it's fun.
Yes, of course. And wonderful. So Defender's advantage is, you know, the guy is bearing down on you, and you're seeing what you're getting a look at what he's doing.
You can probably pick your battle to a certain extent. You could, you know, utilize Province Defense as well.
Also, you know, like your mages are still in your forts, you know, as you're being attacked, and so you can research. You know what I mean? You're like, oh shit.
If they've committed a bunch of mages, well, those guys aren't reading books.
It's true.
That's why I really don't like mobilizing communions.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. It's true. You know, it's a major. You know, it's a major reason that mobilizing communions are very powerful, but they're also like, you know, a huge risk.
Yeah. Yes.
You know.
Communicants just die.
Yeah, I am well aware. I scripted my first communion in several years.
It grows up so fast.
Yeah, and what's it called? And I fought some Fort PD and some Fort Defense, some PD Fort Defenders, and I immediately fried the brains of like 12 mages. my own mages, because I was casting. Yeah.
If you're willing to do that to your own men, imagine how ruthless you'll be against your enemies.
Yeah,
no wonder they all fled before you.
Yeah, Don Quixote. If this is how I act when nothing's wrong, you know what I mean?
If I go berserk for no reason at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why should I go if I had a reason, guys?
Yeah.
This guy's great. That's a unit in the LA Mancha mod that someone made.
Where's my broom? Get you the fuck
one
out
day
here.
We'll have a mod episode and you'll have powerless to stop me.
You could do it with Jay Bear if you wanted or whatever. No, and ironically, if people are listening, I'd be very happy, not being on every episode, you know, or I'm sure Ramsey feels the same, you know. If people are interested in like, you know, wanting to talk about stuff and sharing their expertise, you know, I would love
Spotify's.
What'd you say? Yeah, and your own SoundClouds. I would
please,
love.
Please, sir, can I borrow a cup of Spotify?
Yeah.
I want to go onto YouTube.
YouTube is like a few extra steps for me, and I'm, you know, I don't want to say that I'm lazy, but.
But your moniker is Turtle.
Yeah, well, I don't know if the turtles are lazy, but, you know, they're just.
But industrious.
They're just. It's fair. Turtles are not an industrious animal. That's true. And I am not an industrious person. That's also true. But if you're dealing with somebody that you don't know yet, right? Mm-hmm. You're invading a player, especially invading a player that you don't know very well yet. You know, be prepared to lose. Don't expect to immediately win. You might immediately win,
but they might adapt. And
so yeah,
I think that's probably one of the most dangerous characteristics to have in an opponent.
Oh yeah,
is one who can figure out your garbage and adapt to it. Josh is actually pretty infamous for doing this.
It's why fighting Josh is a game losing strategy, because Josh will adapt and also spite war you.
Have I told you about the war I had against him when I was playing like a triple Hellbless Marignan versus his Nazca shit?
He loves his Nazca shit, but go on.
I had like a really obnoxious flagellant bless. It was like luck, fire shield, and blood vengeance.
Okay,
which is, you know, that's really hard for a conventional army to fight around. It just kills people. He figured out this thing where he would teleport one of those like super like married bundle things. What are they called? Like anyway, the super mage that they have, that's like the super double innate caster. Mm-hmm. Teleported in, cast the spell that makes everyone rot to death.
The age.
Yeah, Wings of Death. Wings of Death. They would have Rings of Returning on. So whenever anyone actually caught up to them, they just poof away, and then like I would have like hundreds of sacreds just aged to death right there. And it's like, oh God, I can't go out of my forts anymore.
It's true. No, but anyways, you know, but yes. Yeah. So the best way to like to reiterate a little, you know, the best way to beat another player is to get a handle on what they're thinking and what they're doing, right? You know, because so a reason for like the, you know, the paranoia stuff, you know, is that like, you know, you start to think like all the potential things someone can do, mm-hmm. right? But in reality, someone's only going to do like one or two things.
Yeah.
Right.
And they're also like, they're, while you're looking at them, they're looking right back at you.
Yes.
They're the same thing. Like if you can get in their head.
Yeah. I mean, well, sometimes they're looking at you. Sometimes they're just
you who can prevail in battle by taking advantage of his enemy's doubts is invincible, Turtle.
Okay, all right. This feels like some Chinese literature shit.
That's Cao Cao, yes.
All right. Well, there you go. Oh, I thought the C had was a hard C.
So no, Cao Cao is not a thing.
Oh,
that would be two farm animals. C is like a TS sort of thing.
Okay, I've learned something, but it's not ramped. It's ramped.
Oh no, I am not Chinese. No.
Interesting. All right. Well.
Not a Chinese spelling or pronunciation.
All right. Fine. All right. But yeah. What dumb shit was I talking about?
I don't know. Anticipating your enemy's moves.
Oh yes. Yeah. You know.
Giving them space to learn their shtick.
Yeah. So this is the whatever of Malicia. You know what I mean? Like, you know, when you're up against another person with a human body, right?
Yeah, it's like a street smarts thing.
Yeah, well, so the human body can only be in one place at a time.
All right.
Right? Like,
I hope
like,
so.
Yes. Yeah, you know, you've got a left foot, you know, and your left foot is either standing or it's stepping or it's kicking.
Okay.
Right? And so if you can figure out which of those things that guy is going to do, you know where that foot's going to be. Does that make sense?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, you know, in the same way, you know, like, you know, this guy's got like a god super chassis or something, you know, he's got a bronze colossus, right?
My god.
Well, the bronze colossus, you know, can only do one thing at a time. It can cloud trap, you know what I mean?
That one thing deletes a province full of troops, generally.
Sure, but it can only delete one province full of troops.
Yes.
Right. At a given moment, it can only do one thing at a time, you know.
Yeah. And,
yeah.
And accept that at some level.
Yes, exactly. You know, so, you know, and every, you know, the other person might do many things, but in reality, they're only going to do something. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
You know, so up to a certain point, you know, you should be willing to accept losses. You know, in like game terms, if it helps you understand what the other guy likes to do, what he wants to do.
Yeah.
You know, does he want to fight? Does he want to take your territory? You know what I mean? Like, you know.
Once you hit like some sort of groove where you do get the guy and you anticipate his every single move, it's like a transcendent series of turns when it happens.
Okay, so we're coming up on the end here because we're gonna run out of. I can't put this up on SoundCloud if we go much longer. But all right. It's okay. We've got like a little over 4 minutes. So I know you want to. So why don't you give us an example of a transcendent series of turns?
You saw the game against Asphodel, my Berserker Death Weapons, and I just ran into like my first war was against like Agartha.
Yes, I mean Agartha.
He was like scales Agartha, noblesse. He was like making char guards and stuff. No magma kids anywhere.
Yeah,
and he just kept on like lunging aggressively, like, you know, just like a drunken boxer thing, just going exactly where you would expect someone to go.
Yes.
And it was just so perfect. He kept moving. He had his guys were like way in the back. My centaurs just run around and kill them every time. And,
yeah, you know, and the thing was, you know, if he had done the hypothetical optimal play, right?
Yeah.
Like he'd scouted you early, and the second he scouted you, he made a pile of magma kids.
I would have been, I had like nothing on that.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I remember he did make a pile of magma kids.
At the very end, and it slowed me way down.
Yes, you know.
It's too late.
Because Asphodel is a bunch of vine men, you know, who will immediately self-own on magma kid fire shields.
Like, flame shield just deletes, yeah.
It hard countered everything you had. You know, I remember our plan was, we were gonna
put a ring of fire resistance on the carrion dragon as, like, a Hail Mary.
Yeah, fire resistance, the carrion, try to make a fire resistant, like, super combatant. This is something like turn, like, 12.
Like, he can't regenerate, it was bad.
Yeah, you know, it was not
Oh, you could have kind of regenerated if I got the a pre-spell off him, but it's a lot of moving parts. It's only 10%.
It could have worked, you know what I mean? Like, you know, but you know, this is an example of like, you know, this guy like had all of the tools, right, to destroy you.
Yeah.
Right. He had all the tools to destroy you. You know what I mean? Like, you know, and like if
he's kind of like he's kind of realized like he's not going to use any of these at all.
Yeah. Or when he did use them, you know, he used them in a sort of suboptimal way. He didn't understand, you know, what was great about them. You know, meanwhile, you know, you were hyper aware of the danger and were giving that a wide berth. You know what I mean?
Attack. Yeah, like the second was a stack of like magma kids there. It's like, well, we're going to be really careful around this cap circle now, buddy.
Yeah.
Everyone is back.
Yeah. You were like, I can now no longer move any troops within one like
map
one,
movement like, that I don't miss. Yeah. Like yeah, my rating parties go down to like some trash centaur that I'm just trying to clean up with.
Yeah, a ring, you know, now all of a sudden there's a ring of danger around these fire kids. Yeah. Wherever they go, you can't move into there because you might accidentally bump them.
Yeah, it would be a bad scene. Eventually, I had to wait until he like his morale broke. He went AI, and then the troops just kind of scattered everywhere to finally finish it off. The magma kids actually delayed me winning that long enough for Nabah to get the jump on me before I quite finished it off.
And that was a long war.
That was the entire damn rest of the game.
Oh, Jesus, yeah.
Man. That was my first war, right into my last war.
Yeah, well, there you go. So,
all right.
Well, okay, we've got about a minute left. Any final thoughts, Ramsey?
Do I?
Malicia.
I think Malicia is important, and that's part of the reason you want to engage with the community also, just yes, talking in diplomacy, because that gets you in their head, that gets you their motivations, and you can kind of get an idea for how it makes them tick.
Yeah.
How about you?
And you know, the thing is, you know, if you're playing Pan or you're playing whatever, I mean, you're playing against them. You know what I mean?
Like, oh,
you know,
it sucks.
Yes, it does. But if you're playing against Pan, you can still beat Pan if Pan doesn't know how to leverage its ridiculously overpowered stuff.
A lot of people don't seem to.
Yeah, they don't understand what's good and why it's good.
I'll do a whole episode on Pan one day.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's a community project. If people want to do 60 episodes, nation-specific episodes of the Ruby Discourse, I'll participate in like 5 of them.
Oh, okay. We're doing every nation now.
Yeah, why not? People can do whatever the hell they want.
Okay.
Hey, thank you, Ram.
Thank you, Turtle.
All right. This has been episode whatever the fuck this is.
Is it 7 now?
I guess so. One of them's on YouTube. Yep. And maybe more will be later. All right. Take care. Thanks, guys.
Bye.